I will always prove sufficient. By Jesus, speaking in prophecy.
I am able to care for whatever you entrust to me. Sometimes you voluntarily leave things in my hands because you know that I have your best interest at heart and will always do what is right for you. At other times, you put things into my hands because all of your other resources have failed, and I'm the last option left. Regardless of your reasons for leaving things in my hands, whatever you give me to take care of and whatever you rely on my help for, I will always prove sufficient. I am strong enough to bear your burdens, rich enough to supply your needs, and loving enough to work all things together for your good. Since I am helping you to get through today, you can trust me for tomorrow. While you don't know how everything is going to turn out, and you may not even have a concept of how things could possibly work, I'm already there. I already know how I'm going to take care of you. Simply believe that I will. You're making it today, aren't you? Life is challenging, but you're making it, right? Trust that I will be sufficient in your future also. When you leave something in my control, you not only exercise faith that I'm going to take care of it, but also that the way in which I will take care of it and the timing of when I will take care of it is going to be sufficient. When you leave the whole kit and caboodle with me, you can then safely bet that while everything isn't going to happen exactly the way you thought it would, I won't let you down. Just back up a little and give me space to work. I've heard you, I've understood, and I'm going to take care of what concerns you. Do what I've shown you to do in the meantime, but leave the heavy lifting to me. I'll do my part while you do your part. But first, we need to divvy up the work. Ask me what I intend for you to do for yourself, and what I want you to trust me to take care of for you. Once you know what your part is, do that part, and I'll take care of the part I told you to trust me for. Be faithful to do your work, and don't feel that you have to meddle in mine. I've got it covered. I'm going to hold up my end of the deal. In Hebrews 11, you'll see that not every person's faith was the same, but in the lives of all my heroes, faith was central to the performance of the most important act of their life. I don't call everyone to have the same kind of faith, but I do call you to hold on to your faith, because through it, you will perform your greatest work for me. Faith will produce the most lasting accomplishments in your life. You gain peace of mind as a result of your times of deep communion with me. That is something that will never become outdated. Fight to maintain your connection with me. That's how you can have the peace of mind and spirit that you need in order to face every twist and turn along life's path. It was a drastic change for the children of Israel to leave behind their homes and head for the Promised Land, not knowing exactly what they were going to accomplish in the desert, just knowing that I had promised them a better life. It will take faith for you, as it did for the children of Israel, to continue moving forward toward the future I promised you. But keep putting one foot in front of the other as you follow the path I'm leading you on, and you will arrive at your destination, a better and more successful life and work. Whenever you're tempted to worry about the future, that's the time to make a beeline for me and to strengthen your faith. Everyone is tempted to worry and fear. That's human nature. But you don't have to accept being in a state of worry and fear if you fortify your spirit with faith. Seek me for my help and answers. Sometimes it can take a lot of time in prayer before you find that place of calm and peace. But when you do, it will bring rest to your mind and spirit. My word is your faith builder. Whenever you're tempted to fear change or fear the future, go to the faith builder. It will give you the sure footing that you need for each step that I ask you to take. I'm walking this path toward the future beside you. Trust that I know where we're going. Even if you're not sure of the steps I show you to take, you can trust me to lead and guide you safely and well. I love you and care about each step of your life. During times of change and uncertainty, draw closer to me. Go deeper into me. Let me be the foundation that you build firmly upon. Many people are building on the shifting sand of this world, but as you build firmly and deliberately upon the rock of my truth, the building of your life and work will stand strong, regardless of the uncertainties around you and the crashing and unpredictable waves of life. As you take hold of my hand, I will not let you go. As you stay close to me, you have my assurance of supply and protection. As you stop, look, and listen, I will lead and guide you through whatever maze you find yourself in. Don't doubt for a moment that I will clothe, feed, house, and prosper you. Speak success. Speak faith. Speak miracles, and you will see them. You may think that you're in a difficult position, at a disadvantage, out of the loop, and facing great odds. That may be the truth. Men and women who are winners have a special attraction to difficulty, because it is only when faced with difficulty that they discover their power to overcome. No matter where you are or what you're doing, I'm always with you. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee is an eternal truth that never wanes with the times or conditions, or for that matter, even the seasons and cycles of the heart and spirit. During a storm, it's easy to be preoccupied with keeping your boat steady and above water. That's understandable. But never lose sight of the fact that I am at the helm of your boat. The key is seeing me in all things, even in the wind and the waves. And then, in a spirit of faith, trusting me to see you safely to the shore of victory, just as I always have. During times of big change, sometimes it's hard to know which end is up. You feel as if you're hanging upside down, and everything in your pockets, the things you've held on to and carried around with you for years, are falling out and lying in a heap below you. You wonder if your faith has fallen out of your pockets as well. You're not sure what to believe anymore. You feel shaky and uncertain. The winds of change can come and go, and even seem to hang you out to dry. But nothing can change the fact that you love me and I love you. Love is the cord that binds us, and our love is strong enough to steady your faith in times of change.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.